I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Inspectors for the Texas Railroad Commission are investigating a 5.4 magnitude earthquake that was recorded west of Pecos near the border of Reeves and Culberson counties on Wednesday. The earthquake, confirmed by the U.S. Geological Survey, was the largest recorded in the state since 1995. The quake could be felt as far away as Carlsbad, New Mexico, and El Paso. The number of earthquakes recorded in Texas has increased in recent years, particularly in West Texas's Permian Basin, the most productive oil and gas region in the state. Scientific studies have linked the seismic activity to the disposal of contaminated salty water deep underground, a common practice by oil companies at the end of the hydraulic fracturing process that can awaken dormant fault lines. 3 days after Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a legally dubious invocation of the U.S. and Texas Constitution's invasion clause over the high number of migrant encounters at the Texas-Mexico border, his border mission is set to include armored personnel carriers designed to carry troops into battle, according to a planning document obtained by Army Times and the Texas Tribune. The order issued Thursday by Texas Military Department officials to the headquarters overseeing Operation Lone Star reveals that the National Guard will soon deploy 10 M113 armored personnel carrier vehicles to the border. Armored personnel carriers, like the M113, can be equipped with a range of weapons, heavy machine guns, grenade launchers, anti-tank missiles, and even large cannons, similar to those mounted on tanks. It's not clear what weapons, if any, will be on the Texas National Guard's M113s. Abbott launched Operation Lone Star in March of 2021, sending thousands of soldiers and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers to the border, while accusing the Biden administration of failing to secure the border. Since Operation Lone Star began, the number of migrants apprehended along the Texas-Mexico border has increased, despite the expenditure of $4 billion and the involuntary deployment of up to 6,500 Texas Military Department troops. This is a terrible one. Ted Cruz said on Saturday that he would seek a third term in the U.S. Senate in 2024, though he also did not rule out running for president. The Texas Republican reiterated his disappointment that his party failed to take control of the Senate in this month's midterm elections, a setback he blamed on lack of determination within the party. Cruz was one of 10 Republican senators who voted against the reelection of Senator Mitch McConnell as minority leader last week. Asked if he should no longer be considered as a potential presidential candidate, Cruz said that there'll be plenty of time to discuss the 2024 presidential election. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Austin Community Foundation. Austin Community Foundation brings together philanthropists, resources, and ideas to address the region's biggest issues. Learn more at austincf.org/giveback.